Richard Armitage is Deputy Secretary of State. He spoke with us from Cairo.
The marketing of young Jessica Lynch in book, docudrama, and television interview is a parable for the marketing of the Iraq War.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
It started with the extravagantly hyped Pentagon account of the Rambo-like soldier that she herself disowned. In fact, she was not shot, but injured when her vehicle broke down. She was captured without firing a shot because her gun jammed. Then the rescue from an Iraqi hospital caught on a conveniently available military tape. Earlier claims to the contrary notwithstanding, the raid encountered virtually no resistance. Once back in this country, PFC Lynch became a hot ticket item for the media. Every news executive sought to become embedded in her adventure. It seemed natural, given all the hype, that the inventive New York Times man Jason Blair would write of visiting the Lynch family in their home overlooking a non-existent tobacco field. It would seem natural, too, that PFC Lynch's own story should be written by that other inventive former Times man, Rick Bragg. Anointing the young soldier as an icon of heroism is an enterprise in which military and media have a shared interest. Early on, CBS made a stab at getting the big get, the exclusive first interview, offering a package deal that included a book and a television show. No dice, and CBS retired from the competition. Over the next 6 months, NBC took a different route, coming up with a docudrama aired last night that was based on the account of Mohammed Al-Rayef, the lawyer who led the rescuers to the injured soldier's hospital room. Al-Rayef, Welcome to America, also has a book, of course. Jessica Lynch will be all over the media in coming weeks, interviewed by Diane Sawyer on ABC, Katie Couric on NBC, The David Letterman Show, and much, much more, as they say in the television business. In her ABC interview, PFC Lynch says the military used her capture and rescue to sway public support for the Iraq War. With mounting casualties in Iraq and mounting doubts about the war, the creation of a heroic icon could not have come at a better time for the military. PFC Lynch is making a great contribution to the military media complex. This is Daniel Shore.